And that's all the show is about. It's helping one person at a time. And of course, having a laugh along the way. I am your host, Zach Weaver, and this is Made Us. Well, guys, it's just me this week. As a lot of you know already, MBI Studios is moving and is currently out of operation, which means I'm in a makeshift studio in my wife's Cincy office bringing this episode to you guys. So if it sounds a little different, you know why. I'm upstairs in my house, hiding from my family, hoping this turns out well. So with that being said, MBI Studios 2.0 is currently being built. It's going to be better than ever, and I, for one, am super excited about it. Not only is it going to be nicer all the way around, but it also opens up a ton of opportunities for myself and Made Us, and new things I get to bring you guys, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But first, I also wanted to let everybody know that doesn't know, I've had the honor of joining Truth and Justice as a full-time member, co-hosting the Friday follow-ups with Mike Bussing and Bob Ruff. So if you're not already tired of hearing me once a week, now you can hear me twice a week, once on Thursdays and once on Fridays. On the Friday follow-up, we answer listener questions and talk about listener theories about the Truth and Justice case that's currently going on, which is Season 7, The Murder of Bill Little. As a fan of Truth and Justice, I'm thrilled to be on the show. And this is a really perplexing case. A gas station attendant murdered in cold blood as part of possibly a robbery, and a man sits in prison that's possibly wrongfully convicted while the real killer is still on the loose. And on tomorrow's episode of the Friday follow-up, we discuss Jim Clemente's profile, the unsub, or the perpetrator, whatever term you prefer, and how it differs from Bob's profile. It's truly an interesting episode, and I throw some of my own theories out there as well. Now, as I mentioned earlier, with the new studio comes the possibility of me being able to provide new content to you guys, and it's something I'd really like some feedback on. So what I've been kicking around is the idea of starting a Patreon page. Some of you are familiar with Patreon, some of you are not familiar with Patreon. Patreon is a service that allows content providers like myself a way to accept donations to put out there to help this show grow even more. One of the ways we're going to help this show grow with these donations is to build my own personal studio, a Made Us studio that's in conjunction with MBI Studios. It'll allow me a lot more freedom to do a lot of extra things for you guys. One of the things I want to do with the Patreon is bring you uncut video of all these interviews, which I now have the ability to do, and I'm hoping that everybody would love to see these. One of the other ideas I have is a secondary mini podcast, we'll say a Motivational Monday. Comes out every Monday. It's a quick snippet to help get your week started. And on top of all this, Made Us swag. T-shirts, hats, stickers. So as a Patreon donor, you'll get access to all this bonus content and more. But one thing I'll promise you is that the main episode, these interviews, will always come to you free. I will never put them behind a paywall, and you'll always get to listen to them. So I'd really like to get some feedback on this. What do you guys think? Shoot me an email at madeuspodcast@hotmail.com and let me know if it's something you'd be interested in. And while I'm saying that, I'd also like to say one more thing. I really appreciate everybody that subscribed to this show. And if you can, share this show with a friend. Sharing this show with a friend really helps this show grow. It's the best way to help this show grow. And the bigger this show gets, the more it can help people. And that's all this show is about. It's helping one person at a time. And of course, having a laugh along the way. So please, share the show with a friend. Go on to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star rate and review. And let us know how we're doing. Also, if you're on social media, take a second to go on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MadeUsPodcast. And give us a like. Likes are free, and it helps the page grow. Which again, helps the podcast grow. And if you're on Instagram, check us out at Made Us Podcast. I also use Twitter, but I have no idea what I'm doing on Twitter and don't really use it that much. But you can give me a follow there too. It's really been a weird day today. I got hit by a delivery guy leaving work today, which I'm fine. My truck's fine. Their car's not so much fine. But shit happens. And now I'm sitting here recording in my wife's Cincy office by myself, just jabbering on. But I'll tell you this, next week, I'll have another guest for you and another fun story. And I apologize that this week is a little short, but to close things out for this week, I'm just going to give everybody a little health update. I've had a ton of listeners reach out to me with their well wishes and concerns, and I truly appreciate all of them. So my health on two different fronts has been weird this year. First, as you heard in episode 32, I battled double pneumonia, ended up hospitalized for the better part of a week, and they honestly weren't sure I was going to walk out alive. But I'm back, and I'm here, and I'm happy to say that I'm what I would say 100% healthy again. It took me a long time to get there, but I'm happy to say I am healthy. And on the second front, as you heard in episode 36 with Justin Agins, where we talk about testicular cancer, my scare with testicular cancer, or what I thought might have been testicular cancer. And I'm happy to inform everybody that as of right now, the doctor still believes that everything is completely fine and completely benign. I will have a follow-up with the specialist in October, but with the lapse of time that they're leaving from now until October, I believe that that means they believe that I'm fine as well. At this point, it's just a formality, and I'm happy to have it taken care of. And I'll tell you this, it's a huge sigh of relief. It really panicked me and worried me. But at this point, I'm putting it behind me and moving forward, because that's all we can do. Put one foot in front of the other and continue moving forward. As I've said before, all we can do is fight. So keep fighting.